ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we were discussing the reality of the status of the supplicants. We have counted up to 6 stages for the status of the supplicants. In the first stage, the supplicant is only looking for his own request and nothing else. Of course, he has resorted to the Almighty Allah, and this is what really needs to be grateful for. In the second stage, the supplicant is looking for the contentment of the Almighty Allah. In the third stage, the supplicant is aware of the fact that the Almighty Allah is totally aware of his state, so he knows that the Almighty Allah suffices him. In the fourth stage, which is the stage of the infallible imams of the prophets, the supplicant has no want or desire because he knows the secrets of the creation. In the fifth stage, the supplicant asks God only because of his faith. We had a look at some of the words of Lady Fatima and also other infallible imams. Now, the sixth stage is the position of an individual whose request, "I invoke you to let me get to you," has been accepted. So, you see, in the previous stage, we described the words of the infallibles that they asked the Almighty Allah to be among the best ones. "وَجَعَلْنِي مِن صَفْوَتِكَ." "Oh Allah, make me among your choice." "مِنْكَ أَطْلُبُ الْوُصُولَ إِلَيْكَ." "Guide me to you, let me get to you." "أَنْتَ غَايَةُ مَطْلُوبِي وَمُنَايَ." "You are the end of my hopes and wishes." So these requests of the fifth stage, they are all totally accepted. And now the supplicant, the individual, is in the sixth stage. So his request is accepted and has reached such a servant has reached such a state in which nobody thinks to ask for such a position. In order to understand this more, in order to elaborate on that, we can refer to the words of Ziyara Jami'a. So, in this Ziyara, we read, فَبَلَغَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ أَشْرَفَ مَحَلِّ الْمُكَرَّمِينَ وَأَعْلَى مَنَازِلِ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Allah has granted you the most honored positions, the highest rank of the closest ones to you. وَأَرْفَعَ دَرَجَاتِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The highest positions of the prophets. حَيْثُ لَا يَلْحَقُهُ لَاحِقٌ وَلَا يَفُوقُهُ فَاهِقٌ. The kind of station that no one reaches, no one exceeds, no one proceeds or ever thinks to get. وَلَا يَطْمَعُ فِي إِدْرَاكِهِ طَامِعٌ. حَتَّى لَا يَبْقَى مَلَكٌ مُقَرَّبٌ. There is no angel. وَلَا نَبِيٌّ مُرْسَلٌ. There is no prophet. وَلَا صِدِّيقٌ وَلَا شَهِيدٌ. There is no truthful one, no martyr. وَلَا عَالِمٌ وَلَا جَاهِلٌ. There is no learned or unlearned man. إِلَّا عَرَّفَهُمْ جَلَالَةَ أَمْرِكُمْ. unless Allah has made them know your loftiness. And this is special to the infallible Imams.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, there is one point to be noticed regarding these different stages of supplication. The delicate point to be observed regarding the supplications of the infallible Imams is the fact that they have left for the believers an ocean of knowledge from which each individual takes a benefit according to his own capability. So these beloved ones have instructed us to take our wants and desires, either small or big, from our God. It is not to be asked why do the infallibles ask the Almighty Allah, because they are always aware of the secrets of this world and the other. No, it is actually having a look at this great ocean of knowledge, we understand that they have transmitted their knowledge to us, their lifestyles to us, even history to us through these supplications. The secret behind this issue is that these honorable ones have established a kind of school which instructs everybody. These scholars have opened up the doors of prosperity to everybody. So, in supplication, a special aptitude is not required. The educational school of supplication is different from other kinds of schools that everybody can take in it freely and everybody can benefit from it in accordance with his specific taste. No. In other words, the inclusive nature of knowledge of the Ahlul Bayt, this kind of knowledge of the infallible Imams, makes their knowledge so pervasive that everybody can enjoy it anywhere in the world, and it is not specific for a location. It is in accordance with this expression, يَمَنْ دَنَا فِي عُلُوِّهِ يَمَنْ عَلَى فِي دُنُوِّهِ. O you who are near, though you are so high, and you are high even in your nearness. And this delicate issue can be found only in the school of supplication and not in other educational schools. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. To you.